There is Leon.
He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot. There's the man with a gun. It's absolute panic. Absolute panic here in the basement of Dallas Police Headquarters. Detectives have their guns drawn. Oswald has been shot. There is no question about it. Oswald has been shot. Pandemonium has broken loose here in the basement of Dallas Police Headquarters. Now, whether the bullet literally hit Oswald or not, we are not absolutely positive. But there has been a gunshot. Oswald reached for his stomach, doubled up. It'll be impossible to determine whether he was hit or not. Did you see whether or not he was hit? He was hit, wasn't he?
He grabbed himself on the side and fell to the ground.
That was my understanding. We were, what, 4 feet away from him?
I was 5 feet in front of him when they shot.
What is your name?
Frank Johnson.
And you're with?
UPI.
He did grab his stomach. I saw him grab
his
stomach.
Right from the side.
Lee Oswald obviously has been shot. The witnesses around us here seem to confirm that. It happened so fast and with such suddenness that you can understand it is virtually impossible to determine the direction from which the bullet came, although police obviously in a rather excited state are attempting to determine where the shot came from. Captain. Oh, now, tell me your name.
Yeah, I'm Jeff Edwards from KHJ Radio in Los Angeles.
How did you see it, Jeff?
I was standing over towards the left. Oswald came out. He had the same look on his face that he always does or has. Suddenly, what sounded like a loud firecracker rang out. He grabbed his side and he said, ow! And fell to the ground.
Fell to the ground. And I saw the flash right on his black sweater. The flash. Oh, yeah. The man had a hat, a dark hat, a brown suit. He was stocky and strong. Came to him and he put the gun right there. I saw the flash over the black sweater. Yeah, and
the man stood like...
Oh, he was right here. The man was right here. You probably had it on your TV camera. No, I saw a man there. I thought he was one of the detectives. He was a stocky guy, well-dressed, with a hat he had on.
Where did he go?
Brown hat up. I don't know. I think his coat was brown and his hat was
black.
Where did
he go, Pierre?
Well, he was here. He just shot there. He just put the gun there. I saw the flash on the black sweater. Oh, yeah, right there. And the guy... Right here. I mean, I saw the flash on the black sweater. You know, that's what I remember. You know. The flash. The both were crouching. No, I saw him there. He was in the group of men right here. I thought he was one of the detectives. You know, he had a hat. Stucky was well-dressed. That's what I remember. I think he had his hat.
There were none of us in this area.
Maybe he flew off, I don't know, because I look at the flash.
There were no reporters in this area.
What?
No.
The trouble is I got a story and I can show you that.
All right, now that's the situation here at Dallas Police Headquarters in the basement. We're in this story which has been so unreal from the very beginning. As Lee Oswald, 24 years old, was attempting to move through a crowd to the armored car where he was to be transferred to the Dallas County Jail. As Oswald came out, he was asked, did you shoot the president or something along those lines? And at that hour, at that moment, at that instant, sometime about 11:15 in Dallas, someone walked up to Oswald. At point blank range, fired into his stomach. An ambulance now is coming here. This will be the ambulance to take Lee Oswald to wherever he will receive medical treatment. It is almost unbelievable. It's almost unbelievable. This is the back end of the ambulance.
If you can get back.
As far as I know, no.
But do you have the man who fired?
We have a man, yes.
I didn't hear you.
The back of the ambulance has been opened. Police and detectives are now standing cordoned off. Here comes a squad car driving in from the north side of the Dallas police basement. Yes, you have one man, do you not,
yes.
Captain?
Yes, I didn't see it, so we've got the man, I think, did it?
Here he comes. Here's Oswald again. He is now lying very pale on the stretcher. He's being put into the ambulance, head first. There's a group of detectives around the rear end of the ambulance. Now they have the problem that the ambulance is blocked by the armored car out on Commerce Street. The armored car, which was to take Lee Oswald to Dallas County Jail, now is blocking the exit of the ambulance, which has been taken to a hospital. Captain, where will he be taken? Captain, where will he be taken?
I'm assuming Parkland Hospital.
Parkland Hospital, the irony of ironies, the place where President John F. Kennedy died. The armored car now has been cleared out of the entranceway. The ambulance is leaving Dallas Police Headquarters. Dallas Police say they do have a man in custody. They believe he is the man who walked up to Lee Oswald at point-blank range and fired a revolver into his stomach. Oswald grabbed at his midsection, fell to the floor. Now you can see the pandemonium that once again has broken loose.
We got a man that I believe, I didn't see it, I think it's the man.
You got him, what's he look like?
I can't give you a description now. He is known locally.
He's known locally?
What's his name?
That was a captain of the Dallas Police saying the man that they are holding is known locally, a man wearing a black hat. Has someone else been wounded, do you know?
What do you look like? You see him, Captain?
Captain, what is it?
He's known locally.
Chief Stevenson. Chief Stevenson, what can you tell us? This is live.
I can't tell you anything as yet. You were present here, I believe, when it occurred.
Too close.
Yes. I have no further information other than that the man is in custody that did the shooting, and we are starting our work on this angle, of course.
Can you tell us the nature of the wound that Oswald received?
I cannot. I was several feet removed when it happened. I don't know where he was hit as yet. He isn't out to the hospital.
Did you see the man pulling a gun?
No, sir, I did not.
Police fellas, let us out of here. They won't let us out. We tell them you said to let us out, and they won't let us out.
I will see about that in just one minute.
I'm sorry.
Chief, would you tell us as nearly as you can the sequence of events as it happened? Oswald was being brought out.
Yes. If you would excuse me a minute, let me clean this out. I'll be glad to talk with
All
you
right,
as soon
Chief.
As I can get to you.
Appreciate that. You can well understand that the situation now is this. One man is in custody. Oswald has been wounded and is en route to Parkland Hospital where President Kennedy died. As you can well imagine, the events that have happened here in front of our cameras, and I'm sure some of you have seen them and still do not believe them. We are not going to have a replay of this. All right, now by videotape, you will see again the dramatic events as Lee Oswald was being transferred to an armored car for transportation to Dallas County Jail. Here is that videotape.